Okay, I wanted to begin here with, we're at Rav Yehuda, the story with Yehuda marrying off his son, and we did a whole mahalach about the Sefer Hasidim that I want you guys to know. But I want to just give you a little bit of a history of Rav Huna. Rav Huna was the Amora yesterday in our Gemara that ate the 13 or 12. Rav Huna was from the Beis and the Seam, meaning he was the Rosh Yeshiva in Bavel after Shmuel. And he was a Marbitz, a lot of Torah. And the Gemara comments in Ksubis on Kuvavim and Aleph that when Rabbanim would leave the house of Rav Huna, there still would be 800 B'nai Yeshiva there. That's how many Talmidim. He was like the Gadol Hador. It's like everyone was his Talmud. So even after Rabbanim would leave his house, there were still 800 Talmidim still in the house. And he had so many people at his Shir Klali that he had 13 Amoroyim, 13 speakers that would say over the Shir to the whole group. It's kind of like, reminds a little bit, I ever tell you I was once at a Shabbos at the, by the Rebbe in the, when I was in college. I told you once, I was at a Shabbos, I went to, it was unbelievable. They divide up into groups after the Rebbe's Drasha, and each one said, they're like pre-appointed speakers that say over the Drasha that he said. It's an amazing Shabbos. Wow. He to Chazar over his drasha. But he had actually 13 speakers that would, I guess they knew the shir from before, that would say it over because there was such a multitude of people.
I thought it was like a Gemara, right?
Yeah, Ksubis Kuvavim Beis.
I thought that was because it was like a microphone.
Kuvavim and Aleph.
He had to get far, and his voice would go far, so he would repeat it, but they would hear it, they would say it again.
Oh, that could be. That could be better, that when he said it over, so there were so many Talmidim, B'shasha, Yukamim, Yadrasha, when they would get up from their drasha, they would shake their clothes off, they could hear the dust come off their clothes. So Rav Nachman lived during the time of Rav Huna, but he happened to be not one of the Talmidim. He was his colleague. Rav Nachman was his colleague, so that's why he had Rav Nachman attacking him yesterday, we learned, right? So therefore, he asked, he criticized him. So lefamim, Rav Nachman would say, Huna chavareinu. And he had no problem arguing with him. The Gemara says, a kedushin memzanah, he used such a lashon. Huna chavareinu. So he says, our colleague. This is all written by Rav Shri Rigon. You know Rav Shri Rigon? Rav Shri Rigon was one of the Gaonim. He has a biography a lot of Amoroyim. He has letters called the Letters of Geresh Shri. You ever heard of Nosson David Rabinovich? He's a big Talmid Chacham. He got his PhD in NYU writing a PhD on the dissertation was on the letters of Rav Shri Rigon. Okay, good. Very good. That's what I wanted to start with that biography, history of Rav Huna. Let's continue in the Gemara, Sam. Why don't we pick it up from Rav Yehuda, the fourth line from the top. Let's go. Because we did all that about the Sefer Chasidim, so let's get right to the Gemara. Go ahead. Rav Yehuda. Yes, he married off his son to the house of Yehuda, to the daughter of Yehuda Bar Chaviv. That was the push-up shot. Go ahead. Right. They brought in front of him Pasa Babakistan. So when he heard them say Amotzi, what happened? He said, what is this Sitzi? What are these sounds that I hear from you? What is Sitzi? Hamotzi. Did you know that? Yeah, Amotzi. Tzitzi. It says, where does it say, Sumlai, good to see you. Good to see you. Baruch Hashem. So what does Sitzi mean? Hamotzi. He says, what are these sounds of tzitzi that I hear? Yes? Now the Gemara has in Menachos, get it down. Tosos Chachmei Anglia says, in Menachos Ben Bezim and Aleph, please get it. Rav Ada Bar Ava was Birech Laso Sitzis. He said a bracha Laso Sitzis. You know what Rav Nachman said to him? My tzitzi, shamanu. Also it fits there, sitzis, tzitzi. So tzitzi fits amotzi and also fits sitzis. So Lamai says, what are these sounds that I hear, Lamai? What are these sounds that I hear? They brought this in front of what? They brought in front of what? And reviewed it. These Pasa Babakis, and he says, Amotzi. Here's the people saying Amotzi. Go ahead, Dilma what? So he says to them, go ahead, Dilma. Dilma Hamotsu Lechem and Arts come of Archidu? Are you saying Hamotsu? Go ahead, read it again. Dilma, go ahead. Is it true that I'm hearing you say this? Go ahead. Yes, it's true. Go ahead, Desanya. We heard this. Not only do we say it, we have it backed up with Psak. Go ahead. Membezim and Alfer on the top, Natana. Go ahead, Amalu. So Rav Yehuda said back to them, you have nothing backed up. Go ahead. These are the people that brought it. The people that Asal Kameo. Have you lifted the Orchim, the guests? The guests brought it in front of him. There were guests.
Or Yehuda was talking to one person.
It's talking to Orchim. The Orchim brought it. Who is them? Amar Leh is him. Go ahead.
Amar Lehu is to them.
Amar Leh is to him. Go ahead. Amar Lehu. Go ahead. I wouldn't lie to you, mate. Go ahead. Go ahead. Amar Lehu. He says, I'm Itmar. I heard it the other way. I heard that what? Lecha's not like that. So what, they don't give up. Go ahead. Amar Leh. Mishmei. You're the one who said in his name of Shmuel. Go ahead. Ah, we heard you say that we do paskin like what in the name of Shmuel, that you say Amotzi on these pasav abekissim, and also accuse it for what? What is this? What's Ma'arvin mean? Everyone agrees this means what? Erev Chatzeris. Remember the one on Lamatas Beis? We had a whole machlokes whether it was Erev Tavshilin, right? Get this down. Erev Tchumen was it? We need to have three permutations, no? Then we have three possibilities. One of the questions on the Bechina, right? We only had two. We went through the possibilities of Tchum, but this is definitely Erev Chatzeres. Go ahead. So Yeshiva Feres, what are you doing? Go ahead, Shani, what? So what was his answer? Go ahead.
Shani Hassan.
Dekava. And therefore, that's why I say Amotzi. About what? So there's no steer in my words. When we quoted Shmuel, that you say Amotzi, that's when you're Kovei Asuna. When you're not Kovei Asuna, like the case where you guys brought it to me, we don't say Amotzi in Lechem and Arts, and that's it. Done, no steer. Okay, there's a lot we need to comment on in this piece of Gemara, so let's get right to it, Lamaisa, and let's get it down. The Gemara later on, on Amud Beis, writes as follows. On Membezim Beis, writes that when you have a group of people that he's minu etzmav, they invite themselves to eat together. Yes? You follow me? They say, let's go eat lunch at a certain place. One man says a bracha for in behalf of everyone. That's only when what? When you're eating what? Bread. Excellent. But when not when you're eating other things. So Rav Yehuda got upset with them. Laglem, Netana, you were giving this down in the notes there. Rav Yehuda got upset with them. What did he say? He said, I want you to know something. I have a feeling that you guys are what? Shame how you mavarcha kolech la'atzmo. The Gemara says, Shaminu deka mavarche. I want you to be medayik good, like you're asking me. Right? Amar lehu is them. What does shamatika mavarche? Mavarchinu, what does that mean? Is that Lashon Yachid or Lashon Rabin? He heard a bunch of guys saying a bracha. It doesn't say Shamed Kabarach. It's Mavarch Sichsu. In Yiddish, in Aramaic, that's Lashon plural. So it must be that they were saying, this is what? Since he heard, since they were each one saying their own bracha, must be in their eyes, they didn't hold it was what? They didn't hold it as a pas. So if they hold it's not pas, why are you saying what? Hamotzi. It's amazing. It's very sharp, Lamaisa. And there's a Gemara on the base says, if you have a group of guys eating lunch together, they're having bread, one guy can be motzi everyone else in the bread. But if you're not having bread, everyone should be on their own and say a bracha. Yes? So he heard here is a bunch of guys what? Saying a bracha. And what bracha are they saying? Hamotzi. They shouldn't be saying what? If it's a motzi, one guy should be saying this. Wow. I thought this was a beautiful pshat. And that's what's, one second. And that's what's hinted to when they said what? They said what? Birkas Hamotzi. Rebbe Yehuda said to them, what are you doing? My tzitzi. What does tzitzi mean? I keep hearing the word multiple times, motzi, motzi, from different what? People's mouths. What are you guys doing? If you hold that it's bread, then one guy should say it. And if you hold that it's what? And if you hold that it's not bread, it's possible to kiss, then I should be hearing what? Bremen imizonos from everyone. What are you guys doing? This is the Sefer Kiddushu Bracha. The Sefer Kiddushu Bracha says this pshat in Gemara. I thought it was wondrous pshat. Beautiful pshat. Usher, you got this? Amazing. Now, let's take this a step further. Yes, go ahead, Nate.
The word was Mivarchisu.
Mivarchisu says that everyone was saying a bracha. Mivarchisu. Lashon Rabbah. That's a Lashon Rabbah. Now, what were the guests holding? So the guests were holding, in their defense, that Pasa Babakistin is Kipas Regila, it's Amotze Lechem Naretz. They washed their hands, and they what? They said Amotze. Presumably, these guys are B'nai Torah. They washed their hands, right, before they said Amotze. Is that correct? No? They all washed their hands, and they said, what Amotze? Why did he scream at them when they were washing their hands? No, but Lamaisa. What'd you say? No, but why is he yelling them tzitzi? Why did he yell at them? Why are you guys washing? If you guys all are going to say their own bracha, then why are you washing? Like what? Again, what was the whole for? Why he's screaming at them? He's screaming at them because why? If it's a motzi, then one guy should motzi everyone. Why should I hear multiple brachas? And if you hold really that everyone's saying their own bracha, you're saying the wrong bracha. So Lamaisa, if their sheet is that they hold, if they held what? That Pasabakis is like bread, then why didn't they wash? Mistoma, they washed. So the Slach asks, why did Rabbi Yehuda not ask? Why is he only yelling at them Bishas HaMotzi? He should have said Bishas Netilah. What are you guys doing? What are you guys doing? It's Pasabakis, and just say I'm a Zionist.
They've just been washing their hands before the meal. That's what I'm saying. Who said that?
No, but say better. You're almost there. Maybe he wasn't there. Maybe he wasn't there when they washed. Is that what you said?
See, he heard tzitzit because
I understand, but I'm saying you also, the tzlach adds on, get this, you have to say he wasn't there when they washed. Otherwise, he would have yelled at them. Because if you hold the possible bekisu, so why are you washing? You didn't need to shear to get after the dalad beim or sudasera vavoker. That's what the tzlach says. He says you have to say, and you know what fits it? This is unbelievable, guys. You guys showed me from the Lashon HaGemara. Show me from the Lashon HaGemara that he wasn't there in the Tilus Yadayim. To show how to read a Gemara sharply. Usher, which phrase shows that maybe that wasn't the case? No, ki asa. He came in. He came in, Lamaisa. Ki asa. I see l'kamah.
I think it's Kikash.
No, it's ki asa, says the Slach. When he came in, they had already washed. When he came in.
There, then he wouldn't have said, what did I just hear?
No, but what I'm saying to Kiyasu, when he came, they already had washed. It's the only thing that he heard them do negatively was Amotzi. You follow me? That's what the Tzlach writes. What a pshat, no? Amazing. Okay, let's take this a step further. One sec. Yes, Nate.
Who said the whole first pshat about that?
The Sefer Kiddushu Bracha. Kiddushu Bracha, yes. Sefer Kiddushu Bracha. Now listen to this. My pleasure. Now listen to this now. He comes and he defends himself. They defend themselves. And we have a quote from Rav Muna that we say, Amotzi HaPasav HaKisim. And we have a quote that even Shmuel Paskin's like it, yes? Now, I want you to get this. This is a very important. This Diyukim and Gemara. I love this position. I love all the, I have to love the whole Torah. What is the difference between Amar, like Rab Abba Amar, Mishum Reb Meri, or Mishum? What's the difference? Amar Rebbe Amar, or saying the word Mishum? Did Rav Muna heard this din directly from Rav Yehuda? Guys, please don't confuse this. Rav Yehuda is an Amora, and Rav Yehuda is who? A Tana. You guys got to, don't confuse it. In the same story, we have Rav Yehuda, and we have Reb Yehuda. When they quote Rav Muna, quoting Rav Yehuda, that the Allah is like what? Yes? See, Reb Yehuda, Pasav HaKisim HaMotzi, Rav Muna, Mishum. What does the word Mishum mean? Did you ever notice it in Shas? I never noticed it. I just am in the name of. Whenever it says Mishum, he didn't hear it directly from his mouth. Rashi says this in Chulin, Kuf Daladim and Beis. Kuf Yudaladim and Beis. If the Amora heard it from the other Amora directly, it would say Amar Rabbi Ploni, Amar Rabbi Ploni. Like it says later on in the Gemara, Amrav Chiya Barashi Amarav. Later on, I don't know if we'll get to it today. We'll see if we get to it today. Gemara says, Amrav Chiya Barashi Amarav, that means he heard it directly from him. But when you have Mishum, Mishum connotes he didn't hear it directly from him. Okay? That's what the word Mishum means.
Why is that important?
There are some exceptions, because I want you to understand the Pshat of the Gemara. Okay? He heard it. I'll tell you why. Because Lamaisa, you understand, first of all, Pshat in the Gemara, you understand what he's retorts back to them. And they said to him, well, you know what? We heard that the Lachas Reb Yudah, they said the Reb Yudah, how can you say that, Lamaisa? We paskin Lach Reb Yudah. He said, the Lach is not like Reb Muna. I'm just saying that, Lamaisa, it's easier to say the Lach is not like that person if you didn't hear it from him directly. You follow me? It can still say the Lach is not like him. He still has the right to say that. She was a God Ador. But I'm just saying that. But then they ask on him right away. So please get that klal, okay? That's the chiddush that we want to bring out here, okay? So basically, I think Shmuel kind of jogged this from memory a little bit about this. Aren't we basically saying there's a contradiction in the two members of Shmuel? One they're testifying, Shmuel said, Allah karamuna, and Rev Yudah says that Shmuel said, Allah karamuna, right? So it comes out with the Hemshech of the Gemara that they didn't hear B'Shem Shmuel that Allah is a karamuna. They heard regarding his name, Dinacha, regarding Lachmanios. So they thought that this din that Shmuel said was like Rav Das Rav Muna, but it turned out to be wrong. It wasn't just by Pasa Baba Kisna, it was by Lachmanios, which we're going to get to, are special because they're Kovei Seuda. That's what I'm saying, the Maizah comes up shot in the Gemara. Never was a steer in Divrei Shmuel. From the Maskanas Gemara, Sam read so nicely, that never was a problem. Lachmanios is where what? Is where people are what? Are Kovei Seuda, and that's where he said over that the halacha is like what? The halacha is you can ma'arivan and say motzi. It's not considered to be a problem, halacha l'maisa. Okay. Now let's get right to it, Sam. Okay? What is this? What is Lachmanios? Go ahead. Read Rashi, then we'll get to the Taisis. Go ahead. What do you say?
Lachmanios, uvlayish
blas. Now what is ovigliosh? Oblis. In English, they're called oblis.
What
are oblis? I have no idea what they are. Oblies are wafers. Oblies. Oblies. That's what I've seen it translated. Okay, let's call them wafers. You want to call them waffles? Okay. You know, vaflin. Like in Eretz Yisrael, they call them vaflin. I love wafers. I love them because in Eretz Yisrael, they're great, right? So you come back, they're wafers. Okay? Wafers. This is our Rashi Taiches, Halacha L'maisa, Oblios. It's considered to be, and I want you to get this down, thick dough. This is what the Rush says in Siman Lamed as well.
Well, we need a waffle.
Okay, we'll call it a waffle, call it a wafer. Let's call them both. But it's made of thick dough. Zuck Tysus, go ahead, Sam. Lachmanios, guys, look inside. Lachmanios, let's see, go ahead. Yeah, read Dibra Maska, go ahead. Shari, Chiloso, he has a little bit, Shari, you see the Bachter and base? He changes it. He says, a few little couple, it's Sarach, Lavara, Chuloi, Shari what?
Shari,
who? Lechem, Gomor?
Gomor, Shari, Sofa,
Issa. Excellent. The beginning and the end is dope. Put the word Chiloso. Chiloso is Sofa, Issa. You see that? That reminds you of which Tosos? Remember the bottom one, Lamed Zayin on the base? We had the different Sheetas? So get that down. So Tais is very bothered by this. And Tais says, I think this is wrong. That Ovigosh is Pas Gomer. So if it's Pas Gomer, it doesn't depend upon Kovei Asud or not. We know that from the early morning chair we have, yes? So it's a great kasha. So what does Tais argue? Go ahead, Vanir Lafarish. Go ahead.
Vanir Lafarish.
Dahainu?
Dahainu Nilish.
Excellent. What is Nilish? Nilish are colored cake. Colored cake, it's cake. It means cake. It's colored cakes. Okay? I guess it's like a birthday cake, you know. It's like a cake. Yeah, but it's made through what? Balila raka. What's balila raka? Soft batter. It's not thick batter, it's soft batter. That's what Taisa says that this means. Lachminos are nielash. Soft batter. If it's soft batter, it depends upon, that's Pasah Baba Kisnan, cake. If you're Kovei Asuda, wash Motzi Amazonos. If you're not Amazonos, Al Michia. Go ahead, Umiyu.
Umiyu, Lachmanios,
What does Tosfos conclude? Go ahead. Umiyu. Wow, right before Purim, guys. It's amazing, no? If you're Kovei a suit on this, I want you to know something. You're going to what? You're going to say a mazonos on it. Allah, you're going to wash and bench. Go ahead. I guess on Purim they used to eat a lot of this. So they were Kovei a suit. Go ahead. Miu. Rabbeinu Shimshon. That's a Rosh Mishans. Go ahead, Piresh. He doesn't like it. He seems a whole like who? Rashi, Rabbeinu Shimshon. Rabbeinu Shimshon says you don't say Amotzi on Nielush. He says you don't say Amotzi on Nielush. And therefore, it's like Daisa. And even if you're Kovei Suda, it's considered to be what? Okay? So he agrees that what? He agrees with Rashi, at least, that what? I want you guys to get this down. How to learn up the Tosfos good. Yes, with Siyata Deshmaya. You with me, Akiva? He agrees with Rashi that Lachmanios is not that Nielush is not the definition of what Lachmanios. He doesn't necessarily agree with him Ovlis, but what he agrees with Rashi in the sense it's certainly not Nielush. You follow me? Because it's like a porridge, and you can eat the porridge from today until tomorrow, eat tons of it, but it's always going to be a Mizonos HaLamichia. Basically, according to Rabbeinu Shimshon, it's not Pasabah, what? Bekistin. So in this small Tosfos, you have an array of the three definitions. Either it's Pasgamor, either it's what? You have three possibilities, guys. What Lachmanius is. Either it's Pasgamor, either it's what? Belila Ava, or it's Belila Raka. That's not Pasabah Bekistin. It's like noodles, like porridge, right? That never will be what? Never will be when you command Suda Hamotz and Lechman Arts. Amazing, just in the small Tosfos. So just to summarize it, okay, let's get it clear. Just to summarize it so we get a chlor, lemaisa, and the sheetas. Comes out, lemaisa, on the nielosh, right? Comes out that there are going to be shalosh, there'll be three sheetas on this. Okay? So it comes out the following. Yes? Rashi holds that lachmanios means ovalish. Yes? Rashi says it means ovalish, which is what? The wafers or the waffles. And therefore, if you kovei a suit, you wash hamotzi in the benching. But if you're not, you're going to be all in zonas halamichia. Tosfos says, I beg to differ with you. I think ovalish is what? Is pas gomor. And therefore, it's going to be hamotzi. Even if you're not kovei a suit, it's pas gomor. That's what Tosfos says. He thinks that ovalish is not lachmanios. Ovalish is pas gomor. Rather, what Tosfos defines as lachmanios, lachmanios is the Gemara says pas gomor, is nielush. Nielush is colored cake, which we said is it depends. Mezonos al michvah, if kovei asu like on Purim, they say wash from the motzi and the zonos. And then Tosfos concludes that Rabbeinu Shimshon disagrees, and he claims that stuff is not considered to be what a nielush is. Something even if kovei asu is always a mezonos, it's like daisa. One second, let me just finish this, Nate. Rabbeinu Yonah, Dir Maskav Omer, asks on Rashi. Please get it. What did Rashi say? Uvalish is what? Uvalish is the waffles, like Nate said. So if you're Kaveh Asud, you say Amotzi, right? What's the big deal? If Tchilasim is Sofim is dough, what did Shmuel be Mechadish? So Rabbeinu Yonah doesn't like Rashi at all. If you're going to tell me Uvalish is what? Uvalish is Kaveh Asud, you say Amotzi, because Tchilasim is Sofim is Isa, what is Shmuel ben Mechadish? Lomaisa. What has he been mechadish that this is like a new thing? So he's no. Rabbeinu Yonah asks on Rashi.
See, that's the reason Tosfos says that it can't be that. It's having Yilash.
Well, but he's asking a little bit more than what he's asking a little bit more than Tosfos. Tosfos said that Ovalish was just pas gomor, right? Because tchilas of a sof isek. He's asking a little bit of a different kasha. He's saying lemaisa that if Ovalish is what Rashi says it is, yikovei asud yisiamotzi. He says, Tchilasim is sofu is Isa, fine. That's a davar pashut. We know that. What's the chiddush? There's no chiddush in it. So therefore, Rabbeinu Yonah says Rashi's wrong, and he agrees with Tosfos that Nachman is nielush, not ovalush, and because it's belila raka, Shmuel needed mechadesh, that if kovei a suda, even though it's a soft batter, still will be amotzi, wash amotzi, and benching. Halach lo maisa. And so I just want to bring out that, that Rabbi Yonah sides with what? Tosfos, and asks on Rashi. And the Tosfos Chiddush is because even though it's Belila Raka, your Kobe Azuda, it's a Chiddush. Now, on the other side of the coin, I gave you the Rashba. What did the Rashba say in the Maska Vaha? What did the Rashba say in the Maska Vaha? You remember? What did the Rashba say? The Rashba in the Maska Vaha argued on Taisa. He said, Nihilash, what? You're never going to say what? You're never going to say Amotzi. Even if you're Kobe Azuda, because why? Because you're, it's a Belila Raka. If it's Belila Raka, you can do it from today until tomorrow. So the Rashba argues on Taisus just like Ravina Shimshon does.
Why can't you do it tomorrow?
Because it's porridge. It's like noodles. No matter how many noodles you eat, if Kaveh Asud, it's not possible to kiss them. So they're arguing with Lomaisi. He claims that basically. What did you say? No, that's what he's saying is wrong. The Machlokas and Lomdas is Belila Raka, where your Kaveh Asud, is that going to be a what? Is that going to be fit in the possible of a kistin or not? And the Rashba and the Ben Shimshon say absolutely not. Whereas Tosfos says, yes, it is. They hold it, so they're not arguing Metzius. They can't argue Metzius, and you have no Machloikas. So what comes out, well, I'll get to you in a second, Nate, comes out that there are two Shitas. Shitas of Tosfos is an Uvalush, you see Amotzi, even if you're not Kovei Asuda. Right? On Nihilash, you see Amotzi only for Kovei Asuda. And that's what we said, Rabbi Yonah sides with Tosfos. However, Ben Shimshon and the Rashba say on Uvalush, you say what? You say Amotzi only if you're Kovei Asuda. And Nihilash, no matter what, you never say Amotzi even if you're Kovei Asuda. Yes, Nate, go ahead. You follow me? What's Akasha? Go ahead.
I don't know anymore.
Okay, I'll say it again then. It's not hard. Let's start again. What's the definition of Lachmanios? According to Rashi. Uvalish. Uvalish are what? Wafers or waffles.
Yeah.
What does the Gemara say on Lachmanios? Say Mizona Salamichia, if you come here Suda, you wash Hamotzi and Benji. Yes? Tosfos thinks that that's wrong. Why does he think it's wrong? Because it's Pasgoma. No matter what, even in Akove Asuda, you wash Hamotzi. So therefore, how does Tosfos define the word Lachmanios? Nihilash. Nihilash, Lamais says Belila Raka. And because it's Belila Raka, it depends. If you're Kovei Asuda, you'll wash Amotzi, and if not, there'll be Mizona Salamichin. That's what Tosfos feels Pasababakist. Comes along, Lomais Ravina Shimshon and the Rashbon, they say, no, we think you're wrong. Belila Ava, Belila Raka, the way you're defining it, never can lend itself to what? Pasababakist. It always will be Mizonas. Go ahead.
That's the whole thing, is that Shmuel made a Kiddush. Obviously, not
having
a dinner. If it's a thin dough, it doesn't.
I know. Right.
So it's a
chiddush
or shmuel.
Right. 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 You're saying good. You're saying good, Nate. But a chiddush has got to be right. And in their eyes, they think that that's wrong. So that cannot be shmuel's chiddush.
Because not disagree on shmuel.
No, they hold. No, they hold in lumdus. They hold in lumdus that if it's a belila rocket, it cannot be possible by the kistin. That is their
shmuel. Possibly the chiddush.
Yes, that is correct. Well said. That is impossible to be the Kiddush.
Can we reject the man anyway? Can we say Shmuel doesn't go like the human anyway?
No. We said only when you're Kovei Asuda, but Lachmanios are possible to kiss them. When you're Kovei Asuda, that was a Maskana. That's a Maskana. Good. So it comes out, that you're bringing it out. They're arguing conceptually, something as a Belila Raka, will that be what? Will that be lend itself to possible kiss? That's one Nekuda. Now I have to tell you, I was thinking, what is Rashi's response to Tosfos that Uvalush? They think it's Pas Gomer. So it's Chloso V'Sof Isa. How do you think Rashi would respond to that? I can't hear you. What? Yeah, why not? If it was Chloso Isa, the Sof Isa, right? If it's Chloso Isa, the Sof Isa, why wouldn't he define that as being Lechem Gomer? Oh, excellent. It could be that Rashi might say that maybe this thing in the end of the day is not what? Is not considered to be baked. So it's not baked, and that's what we said in that sugya over there. Maybe Rashi holds if it's not baked formally in an oven, right? Waffles, are they baked in an oven? I don't think so, are they? I don't think they're baked in an oven. So Lomais, it could be that Rashi holds in order to get there, even though it's Tchilas of Isa, so, it's Isa, the bottom line is you can't call that Lechem Gomer. And Tosfos holds it can be Lechem Gomer even without the baking process, halacha lemaisa. Maybe that's what you have to say. But lemaisa, I was thinking a little bit of a different shot, okay? Yes, Nate, go ahead.
That first shot doesn't make much sense, because when we say that, it's all about the form. That's the reason it's not can't be left in the order where they could go out and meet it with the form. It's not a coup of the heart, it's not a hole or whatever it is. And we said, anytime it's thick, it's just going to have a form. It wasn't about the baking, it was about the form.
We had one sheet that said it was baking. We did have one sheet that, yes.
It
had to be in toner.
The Rashi said it had to be in form.
It could be, I don't remember. But Lamaisa, I want to say a different Hesber. Okay? Let's say a different Hesber. You ready? Maybe what you could say, please get this, Shmuel, please. Let's get it. Maybe the pshat is like this. That Rashi and Tais are arguing whether Ubalish is Pas Gomor because this dough was kneaded with honey. There was honey kneaded with it. Okay? And it could very well be that it was kneaded with eggs too. And Lamaisa, maybe that's the machlaikis. Okay? Maybe that's the machlaikis halacha Lamaisa. Okay? Because Rashi, you know what, Nate? What did Rashi say in my mouth from the base? Dear Maskal Pas. He defined Ublish. What did he define Ublish as being? Issa that was what kneaded with honey. Yes? Rashi said that beferish. You remember that? Take a look at Rashi. You see that? He says that in Memalfum base. So Pasa Babakistan was what? He also says it in Berech. He says it in Berech. Dimasko Berech. Lachmanios were eaten Kim Kastim Ali Libe. They're Pasa Babakistan, these Lachmanios. So Rashi also says it Allah Torah. Bracious Mem, Perik Tet Zion, Perik Mem, Pasuk Tet Zion. Pas Kistan Nikrin Ubalush. Rashba says it as well. So maybe if it's kneaded with honey, Rashi says that's called Pasa Babakistan. Okay? Now, maybe we could add on, what is it kneaded with eggs? If it's kneaded with eggs, what do you say about that? If it's kneaded with eggs? Okay? Maybe Allah Lamaisa also. If it's kneaded with eggs, Lamaisa Rashi also might hold the Shibboleth HaLeket and the Ugar say that Rashi holds Lachmanios or Ublios that are past kneaded with eggs. Tosis is cholik on that. Lamaisa, Tais is cholik on that. So Lamaisa, that might be the machlokis, whether Issa, dough that is kneaded with honey, is that called Pasa Babakistan or not? And the issue in the Mechaber is, which I want you to get, in Siv Zayini Paskins, in Kuf Samach says Siv Zayin, that is kneaded with honey, it's Pasa Babakistan. Siv Chesi Paskins, that Uvalish or Pas Gomer. So it's a Mechaber quotes both sheetahs from Siv Zayin to Siv Ches. Halacha Lamaisa. So I want you to get that. It's very interesting. The thing is, though, if you look closely at that Rashi in the mouth of Mabei Shmuel, what does he say the word? Kain. Did you see that word, Kain? Kain Ubalush? Pass up against Osen Kain Ubalush. What does it mean, Kain? Right? He says, by Pass up against Kain Ubalush. But by Lachmanios, he says Ubalush. He doesn't say Kain Ubalush. You know? So it's interesting that maybe Lamaisa, it's not just pasta that's kneaded with eggs, but it's kneaded with oil and honey. It's made like Kain Ubalush. So maybe that's the goof of the machloikis, whether, maybe not just whether you have to say it's baked in an oven, but maybe you say if it's kneaded with oil or honey or eggs, is that called pasta machloikis? Rashi says it is. The Taisa says it's called pascoma. You follow me? Now, it's interesting to me, and I want you to get this down in your notes. If you remember correctly, when the Mechaber quoted all three sheetahs of Pasa Babakistan, we said there was a further machlokas. Are the three sheetahs arguing with one another, or just are they or? You remember we had that? We had that mentioned. We mentioned in an early shiur a few months ago. You follow me? So it's interesting to me that there is one approach to say the Mechaber seems to be saying, you know what? Pashup shot is that they're different sheetahs, and they're probably not arguing. He says, Sif Zion is one, Sif Ches is another one. But you see in Rashi and Tosis that they are what? They are arguing. They're not agreeing that they're different types of Pasuk. There's only one type. That your type is Pascom, or my type is the right one. I want you to get that down in your notes that we're pointing out. It seems to be that it's
Rashi is also going to be talking about
exactly, correct. So that's in conflict. I'm not saying it's against it, but it's in conflict the way the Mechaber quotes the three sheetahs and Rove the post can say, oh, they're not arguing one another. We had a minority of Gedolei Achron that said that they are. Well, you see in this sugya, they're definitely arguing. We show you. You follow me? Okay, fine. Very, very good. Yes, go ahead.
Is there a reason you keep on mentioning
can't hear you. Say again. You know what? I forgot that he mentioned that because maybe because Purim was close by now. But Lamed Chesem and Beis, you said, or Lamed Chesem and Aleph?
I forgot it.
Very good. I forgot it. He mentioned Purim over there? Yes, I think he did.
He did.
Didn't he? In the Tosus Lamed Zayin, yes. He mentioned it. Yes. Tibrasko Marzutra. Excellent. He put on Marzutra. Well said. I guess, you know, they really... I guess they would, you know... I don't know. I mean, I could say one of two things. One is that, you know, they didn't have bread during... Actually, we usually said bread was a staple all the time. But Lamaisa, it was a special... I think they, you know, they treated the Purim suit obviously very special. You know how like some have a minute to have kreplach on Purim? Purim suit of my wife makes kreplach, you know, because the humantashen, you know, and the humantashen on the corners, you know, he had a three-cornered hat, haman. Kreplach are the meat, you know, meat things you put in soup. You know what kreplach are.
Like
kneidlach are matzah balls, and kreplach are the meat that's inside of... What'd you say?
Yeah,
like a wonton, exactly. You never heard of kreplach? That's a Yiddish word for like a wonton. So I think that's why they had these special passes, you know, for the Purim suda. So he was matched, and they were kovei suda over. It's a good, excellent horror. Yeah, I think... According to Rashi, I mean, what they did, he says, Neilish over there. According to Rashi, well, if they were Kovei Asuda, it would have been good. I mean, according to Rashi, you mean Neilish? Yeah. No, according to Rashi, no matter what you would do, it wouldn't be good.
Right.
Correct. Well said. According to Rashi, it's a good horror. No matter what you would do, he was Mitzava, the Maharav, Rabbeinu Meir, that on Purim there, Kovei Asuda, Varach Motsu with the Pas. Well, it's not clear whether using Neilish, you know what I mean? He says the past chilul. What'd you say? He says marzutcha kavasud alav echenielish im kavasudas al varach lamotzi chen zimram purim shikavasudas al lehen levarach lamotzi the past. You're saying that would count as past? You mean? I agree with you. Good. That would count as past. You mean? Yes. Very good. Rabbeinu Shimshon and the Rashba would defy that, and they would say that that's not good. Well said.
One more thing.
Yes. Go ahead. Oh, so that would be Rashi. Excellent. The Ri Chassid said that. Excellent. Very good. Very, very good. Excellent. Okay, good. So we have this Kiddush Lamaisa that I want you to get. And it comes out. Let's just add on a little bit. Nakudas, get this down, Shmuel. Let's get this down. Then we got to go fight the Gemara. And that is the following. It comes out. Comes out in this halacha that... And this is a tremendous chiddush that we have, Lamaisa. It's a tremendous chiddush that we have, is that according to the Bach, Ubalush is Balila Ava, and Gamsofu Isa that's baked in the Tanur. Right? So that's why they had that hold of his Paz Gomer. It was Rakik Dak, but it was very thin. So Lamaisa, the Shartzian says, from Ben Yonah, he thinks that it was what? That it was Perish says Haim Ki Avim, Venir Midrashim Rakikim Dakim Kivivashim Ksas. Remember we said that there's a sheet of crackers? Yeah. Remember Apostle Baba Kisnan?
No.
So why don't you get that down? So the Bach seems to say that Uvalush and the Sharatzin seems from Ben Oyon, it's similar to that. That it was like a cracker, Lamaisa. And it was considered to be a cracker. So the Mishabru and the Sharatzin say that it's made from water and flour and water, because if it's filled up with tavlin or with spices, that's pasav abekistin. So why would there be rishonim that say you see amotzi v'nakviy suda? So you have to say it's made of water. It's a cracker, lamaisa vafal pike. They're not like considered to be so thick, and therefore it's considered to be what pasav abekistin, and therefore lamaisa it would be considered pasav abekistin. But these that are made for achila, the din is paskomer. It depends how it's made. In other words, according to them, the reason why they didn't like this definition of ubalush, because the whole is blila ava. Now it depends. If you eat it like a cracker, then it lends itself like what? Pasabakisin. If you treat it like what? Bread, you don't eat it like a snack. You eat it like a cracker, so either like a piece of achila, then that would be what dina kapas gomer. So that's what the Bach elaborates on. Lamaisa, I want you to get that halach lamaisa. But the nilas, the tour says, is belila raka, and ubalus is belila ava, and it depends lamaisa whether how you use it halach lamaisa. Okay, so please get that. So there, they hold it's thick. It's considered like thick and dry, and that's when it's own. You do it for kinuach. When you do it for kinuach, it's possible to kiss. You got me, Shmuel? When you do it for what? For the meal, it's considered to be what? It's considered to be, when you do it for kinuach, it's possible to kiss. When you do it for the meal, it's pas gomer. And that's what he wants a taina. Mr. Bruce says, when you bake it on a griddle without oil. When you bake it on a griddle on oil, it depends. If you do it for kinuach, it's a what? Possible kiss. If you do it for a chila, then it's pas gomer. And the taz is chalek on the emek bracha in the bach. And they hold, you never say amotzi on it, even if you're kovei a suda. It's like tarisa. Remember what tarisa was? You pour it on the what? Pour it on the oven, and it spreads out like a pancake. The taz is chalek on the emek bracha in the bach, and said that it's like tarisa. This din of nilush. Nilush is like tarisa. No, that he's cholik. That's what I'm saying. The taz is cholik on the emek bracha in the bach. Again, nachamor. No. The bach says that uvelush is belila ava, but it depends lemaisa how it's eaten. If it's eaten the kinuach, it's pasav abekisnin. But if it's eaten as what? Achil, it's pas gomer. That's what the bach, along with the mishabru and the shartzim, all point out. Okay? Now the taz comes along and says, well, in his opinion, he's cholik on this. And the Taz says, he quotes, and he's cholik. He says, according to you, Lamaisa, okay, you mix it up. I understand what you're saying, but the bottom line is, and the Mishnah Berurah says the same thing if it's put on the griddle. If it's tum l'kinuach, it's pasgam kisim. If you eat it, it's pasgam. It comes along. The Taz says the whole thing's wrong. He says, I don't care what you do. You give me kovei asudim from today until tomorrow. It never will get amotzi because it's like tarisa. And if it's not put on the what? If it's not put in the oven, lamaisa, he says you spread it out like a batter, you never say amotzi for kovei asuda at all. Okay? So he says that definition is definitely what? Is definitely going to be wrong. And he says it's never going to be a what? It's never going to be a mazonos, never going to be a amotzi, even if it's kovei asuda. So he thinks it's wrong, halacha lamaisa. He thinks it's wrong. The Taz argues on this Emek Bracha and the Bach and the Mishnah Berurah and the way the Mishnah Berurah was Masberet Lamaisa. That's what he says. Halacha Lamaisa. Okay? So please get that. The Taz is talking about their definition of Nihilish, he thinks is absolutely wrong. Because in his eyes, it never will get a motzi.
So like Rashi.
Yes. Correct. Well said. That's correct. He claims that Nihilish is just very thin that was put on the griddle between two what? Two pieces of iron, and that's the way you make it up, halacha lamaisa. Okay, fine. Now, lamaisa, this is the machlokes that we have, regarding how to define this din, halacha lamaisa. Now, one last nakuda, and we got to go weiter on this in the Gemara. Let's get it. The Magen Avraham says, and this is very important because Rav Moshe has a comment about this as well. The Magen Avraham says, if you eat b'tocha suda, all types of pasa b'kisnin, shalol asbiya, let's say you eat pasa b'kisnin in the middle of a meal. Yes, not to say change you. You need a bracha beforehand. Yes? Because the mechaber paskins, kufsa mechesiv ches, lachmanios, which are pasa b'kisnin, if you eat them b'tocha suda, shalol machmas asuda, you need mizonos. Yes? You got that? Again, the Magen Avraham says, if you eat pasa b'kisnin in the middle of a meal, excuse me, shalol asbiya, you need what? A bracha b'remenei mezonos. So the Mechaber says, lachmanios, or pasa b'kisnin, you also say mezonos, because of lo machmas asuda. So many gedolei achronim, I want you to get this, many gedolei achronim say, very, very fascinating, many gedolei achronim say, the Be'er Halacha quotes, the Dogam Ravava, Rabbi Kiveger, the Balatanya, the Chayodim. It's a suffix where Pasa Baba Kisnin is. Even though it's a suffix of Baba Kisnin, we should always be Machrim is suffix the same as Onos. But you should eat them Shalom B'toch Suda, because for sure you need a bracha. And it's a suffix with the same as Onos. When you eat them Toch Suda, it's a suffix, maybe they don't need a bracha at all, because it might be Pas Gomor. and the motzi might cover it. So he says, I don't like the fact that the Magen Rambam says you can eat it in the middle of a meal and say Brei Menazonos. I don't like that fact, say the Gedol Achronim, namely who? Ber Halacha quotes the Dagger Ravava, the Balatan, Rebbe Kiveg, the Chai Adam. They say you should not say a bracha on eating these things in the middle of a meal. Okay? Exactly. So the Ber Halacha comes along and says, I want you to know something. If you hold, like the Maimer Mordechai, yes? Yes? The Maimer Mordechai claimed that the three Shittas of Shulchan Aruch do not argue on one another. He was the one who said that the three Shittas that the Mechaber quotes over Pasuk Yisus do not argue on one another. Then the Magen Rambam is understandable. But Halacha, we Pasuk like Rov Gedol Achroinim, yes? We Pasuk like Rov Gedol Achroinim that say they are arguing each other, and we were Medayik that in Rashi and Tosis they are arguing with each other. So if you eat pasta that is kneaded with oil and honey, yes, or and it's thick like that, you should not say a bracha misafek in the middle of a meal. But if you eat it, it's filled up with mini metika, and you say a bracha, you don't lose out because Rov Poskim hold that's the definition of pasav abekistin. Okay, so it comes out lamaisa that if you eat the pasta that's kneaded with that, then you don't say, or it's cracker like, you don't say a bracha misafek. But if you eat the one that most shittas hold like that, it's filled up, it was filled up, then you have no, you're not losing anything if you say a what? If you said a bracha, halacha l'maisa. Okay, so let's, yeah, go ahead, Nate.
So Magen Rambam says you should be making it on everything.
Magen Rambam says you should make it on possible kiss in the middle of the meal, you should say on mazonos, lachmanios. Just like the Machaber says by lachmanios. Because a lo machmas asuda. And many Gedol Achronim say it's not true. Since we're misupik what it is, maybe you don't need a bracha, maybe the amotzi covers it. And the Bir Halacha says, well, I'll tell you, the Magen Rambam makes sense to me if you hold like the Maimon Merchel, there's no machloikis in the Shittas, each one holds like the other one, then the Magen Rambam makes sense. But if you hold like Rov Gedol Achronim, that they're arguing what Pasimachism is, and the one holds like this, who argues on the other one, then it could very well be that if it's kneaded with oil and, or it's like a cracker, maybe you shouldn't say the Bracha, because they say those things are wrong. Maybe Pas covers them. But if you eat it, it's filled up. That's the sheet that the Rov Poskim hold like. And there you could say a what? There you could say a bracha. Okay, we got that? Yeah? Okay, Vaita. Let's go Vaita now into the Gemara. Shmuel, you read now. Okay? Shmuel, you read. Vaita, let's go. We got this clear? Oh, one last nekuda I want you to get about Erev Chatzeres. What is the purpose of an Erev Chatzeres? What does an Erev Chatzeres accomplish? You guys tell me. Puts all the houses together. Because you put matzah in one, and therefore in an apartment building, the Midrash is all one Rosh Hashanah. In your apartment building in Manhattan, you could carry it in there, no problem. Midrabanan, though, they asked you carrying from one apartment to the other. So Shlomo Melech was misaking that Lamaisa, if there are a lot of people live in one house or an apartment building, it's us to carry from one or another. Because we're afraid if you get in the habit of doing that, you're going to carry from what? Rosh Hashanah to what? Rosh Hashanah, which is a big problem. Okay, which would be an issue of the Yeraisa. This error is called Eruvei Chatzeres. By putting a bread in there, it's like you combine everyone living in one place, and you need pas, you need to use bread. Rambam says it was Eruvin, Perakavach Yedveis, Allah Dalit, Allah Chazayin, and through Allah Ches. And they're all kosher for Eruv Chatzeres, these breads. Lachmanios as well. Yes, go ahead. Real quick. That's in Midrashim. Midrabanan, though, people carrying from one place to another is going to lead them to carry outside.
Isn't there a thing that you could theoretically take something from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah?
Minatorim, Midrabanan, that's the problem. Excellent. Okay, now, and that brings us to the next Akuna, we go Vaiter. Okay? The Gemara says that Rav Muna was talking about what case? Who's Rav Muna? Shmuel, who's Rav Muna? Who's Rav Muna talking about? But what case are you talking about? Shalok V'yasuda, correct? Is that correct, Shani Hassam? Rav Muna, who said the halachas, you only say what? Rav Muna said you say what? You say mizonos is when what? Rav Muna. The Gemara established Rav Muna talking about what case? We are not Kovei Asuda. We are not Kovei Asuda, that's when what? You say Brayman and mizonos. Is that correct? What'd you say?
Can we bring Rav Muna to say that you say motzi?
I thought the Gemara said Shani Hasam by Lachmanios, right?
That's different.
Didn't it say by Lachmanios? Lachmanios Ma'arvin Alana Motzel Lachmanios. That's only when what? When you're Kovei Asud on it. But if you're not, if you're not Kovei Asud, what bracha is it? That's what Rav Muna will hold. Rav Muna will hold. Rav Muna will hold that you only say Mizonos when they're not Kovei Asud. That's the implication.
Of Motzi being only.
Yes. Hamotzi is only when you're Kovei Asud. Correct. Okay.
Inverse,
yes, the inverse. Correct. So let me ask you a question. Why can't you just say that you say, why didn't the Gemara just say Hamotzi on Pasa Bakistan when you are what? When you are Kovei Asud, right? You follow me?
No.
In other words, why did the Gemara like make the outcome is the same? That you only Koveis when you Koveis Sudis say Amotzi and you bench, but which line was touched as which? Vamar hu damer Shmuel, aren't you the one who quotes in the name of Shmuel, right? That what? Lachmanios are considered to be like this, yes? So in other words, you have this quarter of the Sanya of Mona saying B'Shem Reb Yudah Pasim Kisim Yisi Amotzi, and you have Shmuel saying Alacha Kir Rav Muna. Yes? When is that? That's only when you're what? That's only when you're Kovei Asuda. Is that correct? But when you're what? When you're not Kovei Asuda, what brach is it? It's a Mizoinus. Correct. Why didn't the Gemara just say that Hamotzi is, you know, it's kind of like Hamotzi. Why didn't the Gemara just come out with it and say it straight, Lamaisa, the Marsha asks, and say that Hamotzi is when you're Kovei Asuda, Lamaisa, and do the implication the other way, in the reverse way. You understand what I'm saying? Why does the Gemara choose one way, and then based on implication, you could figure out where not Kovei Asuda, then they don't say Hamotzi, and they only say Mizonos. You know what I'm saying? Why doesn't it just say, oh, we only say Mizonos, you know, when you're what? When you're not Kovei Asuda. And when you're what? And when you're Kovei Asuda, you say Amotzi. You know what I'm saying? The Gemara says it like, oh, Gemara says it one way. Oh, we had a stira, you say Amotzi, but we said the Lach HaZekar of Muna, we hold the Lach HaZekar. But you're the one who said you say Mizonos. See, Amotzi? No problem, Lamaisa, but why is the Gemara establish it in that way, Lamaisa, that you ate the Pasa Bakisha Shlobi Kvi Asuda? Could have said that you say what? Hamotzi. Why does it just say proactively? The only time you say Hamotzi on Pasav HaKisn is when you're Kovei Asuda. It's like the Gemara says in a half-handed way. A backhanded way. Yeah, I understand, but the Gemara could have said it the other way. So the Marsha says, and the Otzer Chaim's Masber this, is that they never had a minute to be Kovei Asuda. Their habit was not to be Kovei Asuda on Pasav HaKisn. They would eat only a little bit of it. Latanu, what did Rashi say in the mouth from the base? Keep going back to that Rashi. What did Rashi say? Ma'at. They didn't pick out, I shouldn't use that Lashon, but they didn't eat so much on that. They all Pasav HaKisn a little bit, Lamaisa. Ma'at. Doesn't Rashi say Ma'at? You don't see that there, Shmuel? Your Maska what? Pas. You see Rashi says Ma'at? You don't see where the Rashi is?
I see the Rashi.
Rashi says Ma'at, no? I can't hear you. Ma'chala Mu'at. Lo itina brachman shalosh. In the middle of Rashi, Dir Maska Pasav HaKisn.
Yes.
He says Ma'at. Underline that word, Mu'at. They never ate a lot of this stuff. As that was not their minhag. They didn't eat like that. They didn't eat a lot.
Tosos
and Ella,
where?
Tosos and Ella. Very good. When he quotes Rashi, no?
No, later.
Where would he says it? Well said. Excellent. Excellent. So you see the minhag was to eat a little bit. So that's why the Gemara set it up like that, says it say for Otzer HaChaim. That's what the Marsha says what he said. That's a Rav Muna when he said Pasav Bakistan is talking about where you're not Kovei Asuda. They weren't Kovei Asuda. Aval Hecha. That was the punchline of the Gemara. Aval Hecha la Kovei Asuda, because that was the minhag. And what does Rav Yudah say when he says Lachmanios? That's talking about your Kovei Asuda. But Rav Muna, who was the Baal Memra, the one who said you say what? Say you say Mizonos. And that's why he jumped on and said that the Halach is what? The Halach is, you know, that you say Mizonos. So it turns out to be that what? Bless you. Turns out to be that's the case where they were what? We're talking about Lachmanos, they're Kovei Asuda. Now the Tzlach, in Dimaskain is Masbir, that Rav Moon is talking about a case where you were not koveh suda pasul kisin, because you were koveh suda on them, he should have said it. If that's what he was talking about, that when he said his bracha, when he said his psak, he should have said me koveh suda. So that's why the Gemara, you know, an Amora is supposed to elaborate on his words, and that's why Lamaisa, the Gemara, the Slach says, if he was talking about that, Lamaisa, he should have said it. If he was koveh suda, the Gemara should have said it. Since he doesn't say it, we assume he's talking about a case where it's not koveh suda. But the truth is, Shmuel, can we talk about koveh suda? Why? Because what does Shmuel say? Shmuel's the one who said, Ein halach ka Rav Muna. And what does that mean? Without a kviyas suda, what's the din? You don't say amotzi. Shmuel's the one who said the halach is not like Rav Muna. So without a kviyas, you don't say amotzi. That's exactly what he was saying, Lamaisa. So it turns out that what? We have no problem saying Shmuel talking about kviyas of koveh suda, because Shmuel's the one who says the halach is not like Rav Muna. Meaning, and without kviyas suda, you won't say amotzi. So that's the chiddush that we want to bring out, Lamaisa, to say Rav Muna. He's talking about that situation, halacha lamaisa. So when he said that the halacha is like what? When he said the halacha is like, not like Rav Muna, he said the halacha is not like Rav Muna, you don't say amotzi straight up. But where you're not koveh suda, you say what? Mizonos, and that's what Rav Muna what? That's what Rav Muna says, halacha lamaisa. Koveh suda, then you're going to what? Then you're going to be amotzi. And that's what is correct, lamaisa. When you're not koveh suda, then we say what? There's no bracha of what? Hamotzi, it's just going to be alamichir. Okay, excellent. Okay, Vaiter now. Okay? Let's see Vaiter now. Vaiter in the Gemara. Sam, go ahead. Next story. Let's go, guys. Okay, very good. Let's go. Go ahead. Rav Papa? Go ahead, Sam. Rav Papa Ikla, go ahead. Excellent. Rav Papa visited the house of Rav Huna Breda Nassim. Now, who was Rav Huna Breda Nassim? He was the Rosh HaGolo. He was the exilarch in the generation of Rav Ashi. This is what the letters of Rav Shuri go and say. He was was a great Talmid Chacham Zochel, the Torah, Gedula Yachad. He had a lot of Torah, he was very wealthy as well. Okay? But Rav Ashi was greater than him. And Rav Huna Breda Nassim was kafuf to Rav Ashi. Nevertheless, we find many times in Shas that Ravashi quotes him the halacha, even though Ravashi was greater than him. Go ahead. So that's who that was. Go ahead. Rav Papa. Oh, after they finished the suda, they brought him another thing to eat. Go ahead. Right, Rav Papa took it and he ate it. Omrile. Yeah, what are you doing? Don't you know it's us to eat afterwards? And if you want to eat, you need a bracha, Taisa says. What is the lashon of mar? What does mar mean? Well, but mar is a lashon of what? Rabbanus, it's a lashon of kavod.
Master.
So, exactly, Talmud speaks to a Rebbe, correct. Now, sometimes an Amora speaks b'lashon zu, and another Amora his chavir. But Lamaisa, when an Amora speaks about another Amora Shlo Bafanov speaking to a third person, he never says the word Mar. He just says Arabo Bilvat. That's the same for Mar Kshisha says. But since they're talking to the man directly, he says, Mar, what are you doing? Rebbe, Rashiva, what are you doing? Isn't it necessary to eat? Until you say Abracha Rishona. I didn't see you take Abracha Rishona. Go ahead, Amar Lu. Go ahead. Ah, excellent. Rav Papa said to them what? It was removed. The tables were removed. So if the table removed, the bread was removed from the table. Yes? Then what? Even though I finished my chilin, I'm allowed to what? I'm allowed to still eat because they didn't remove the bread from the table. It's still on the table. So I did nothing wrong. Yes? Now, I want you to get this down. In Tainis, on David Bezmaf, Rashi said they didn't remove the table from him. That's what Tais is going to say in our sugya. So Rashi sows himself. Rashi over here says what? The bread. Read Rashi. Go ahead, read the Rashi's there, Sam. Asur milecho. Excellent. In other words, it's us eating until you say a brachas of mazon and say a new bracha. Because once you finish your gomer das, you're done. It cuts off the bracha rishon and sudas. You got a bench and say a new one. Go ahead. Yeah. Solik Gitmar, yeah. If you remove the bread and all the food from the table, and you haven't yet said the bracha, what's it then? It's also lechol. Excellent. So if you remove the bread from the table and all the food, and you haven't yet said the bracha, it's also to eat, and you have to bench, and you have to what? You have to wash again. Now, Tosfos argues and says you could just say a bracha rishona. But Rashi and Tainus associate himself. What does Rashi say? What does Rashi say in Tainus? They remove the table. Rashi here says the bread. Look at Tosfos in Maska Solak. Go ahead, Sam. See, look. Solak Itmar. Every Damascus, yeah? Yeah. Oh. Excellent. Exactly. We don't do that at all, Amaisa, right? We don't do that at all. He says what? Kodam, what does the box say? Klomar, Lamalo Masakin Kama Shulchan. Why don't we remove the Shulchan? Yeah, go ahead. In front of the other guys that they removed it, but not in front of the Mavarach. Go ahead. They all had shulchan small tables. Cholechon. Excellent. Ava Anu. Yeah, we all eat on one table. You don't remove the table. So what does Taisa say? Taisa asks on a minig, if we're makbid not to remove the bread before the bracha, yes? So the chura, our minig is what? Not to remove the table, the bread before the bracha. Yeah? Our minig is against the Gemara, no? Because our Gemara said that what? It's mashu that you used to remove the table before the bracha. Yeah? Yeah? You used to remove the table before the bracha. So our minig is what against that? So he answers, no, that each one had their own table, bizman agamara. But now there's one table, you leave the pas on the table in order to be part of the bracha. You leave the pas on the table. Mr. Brew says that. Did you guys know that? You're supposed to keep the bread on the table, Shmuel, when you bench. Yeah, Shmuel, at least a piece, you're supposed to keep a bread on the table. Matzah, you're supposed to keep on the table. Halach la maisa, during the mikzah is a muzzle.
You couldn't go against it because now we have one table and it goes back to the multiple?
Yeah, you keep the bread on the table. Since you keep the bread on the table, that's what Taisa says. What'd you say, Nate?
Why does it make a difference?
Why do we do it?
Why does it make a difference that there's one table versus many tables?
Because when you have many tables, you can always say the table of the Mefarach wasn't removed yet. Right, so you're still there, right? But nowadays, one table, it's very weird to say it. Yeah, it's very weird to say it. So we leave the bread on the table. Right, but today we leave it on there. I mean, according to Rashi, it's mashma that what? You remove it. Remember, Rashi says, see, like, it's the pas, not the actual table. What'd you say?
We have a whole Shira wants to share that. We're not talking about whether it's just Dibor or Dibor, or if it's actually everything about your body turns over, standing, sitting, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So it would just be a proof for saying that, I don't know, if the Mubarak is going to be Motsi one else with, I think Motsi is a different mechanism to share that. But if you're being Motsi one with just your table, being not cleared, and everyone else's table is clear, it's if though your tables aren't clear.
Interesting. I don't know if you have to say that it's taller than that, but I hear you. I think it just means you're still. It just means you're still in the arena. You know what I mean?
As long as one person doesn't mess
exactly. That's what I would say. But I hear where you're going with that. It's good thought. But I think you just say simpler. You know that it's still. We're not done yet.
Yeah.
So the Baal Bus is not. It's still not done. Well said. Okay. Excellent. So this brings us to the following now. Okay. Go ahead. Let's go. Let's get it now. Rubber of Zera. Go ahead. Funny, in the story in Megillah was Rabban Reb Zera, if I'm not mistaken. This is Ravan Reb Zera. Go ahead. They visited the house of Rish Galusa. Excellent. After they removed the tray from in front of them, what did they do? They sent them a nice piece of basar, piece of meat. It was a tafshul. It had bread. Tosfos learns they had bread mixed into it. We're going to get to it. Had bread mixed into it. Go ahead. They hadn't benched yet. Go ahead. Rava ate from it and Reb Zera didn't eat from it. Go ahead. I'm going to lay. What are you doing, Lamais? He said, it's us to eat. Go ahead. So Rava Ben said to him, what do you mean? We rely on the tray of the Rish Galus. It's still out there. So therefore, it's still out there. I don't need to what? I don't need to say a bracha. And therefore, it's fine. Lamais, what we did. It's not considered to be a problem at all. Halacha Lamais. Okay? Now, we should point out that this thing was sent from the house of the Rosh HaGolah. That day they had a meal there. And Miyoso Makam Haim Sa'adu. And therefore it's the Tamli Stape Binin Shimasuda, right? And they wanted to what? They wanted to, you know, partake of the supplies of the meal. So if you send them a mana from Makam Acher, and they didn't have it in mind, then they would have said a brach on that same mana, even if it was B'toch HaSuda. That's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch, in Rei Shvav Sifei. So in other words, it was sent to them, and they wanted to use it, but it was sent to them a mana from Makam Acher, and they had no intention on getting it, and they had no intention on it being sent to them, then you need a brach on that mana, even B'toch HaSuda. So this was already expected, that it was going to be sent to them. So that's why Lamaisa, it fits in good. Okay, let's see Rashi where he says, Rashi says, Usr, right? See where Rashi said, Usr? Rashi said it's Usr to eat until one, until you say Birkas HaMazon. So I want you to get this down. According to Rashi, what must you do when you're Mesiach Das? When you want to finish the meal? What do you have to do? You must bench. You must absolutely bench. Okay, we don't allow you to say a bracha rishonah. Just a bracha rishonah. You got a bench, finish the meal, and start over. That's what you see from Rashi. Okay? You got it? Your Mesiach Das from the original bracha. So Rashi says, your Mesiach Das, what's a shita? You must bench and you do what, Shmuel? You must bench and then you say a new bracha rishonah.
This is in order to eat a food that
yes, you correct. You got to go right to benching. Well said. Let's go, Rabbi Zeira. Go ahead and Sam, read the text. Rabbi Zeira lo achol. Go ahead. Tema. Bam kasher.
Mefarshim. Ha'olam havlam benavrik osar b'mishtei b'lei bracha shalvanah. My lo achol. Lavrik alechol.
Excellent. You read it beautifully. According to the ones who say havlam benirach, let's go and bench. So I said to drink without a bracha. So and why didn't he eat? Let him say a bracha and then eat. What's the big deal? Why did Abzer so strong against it? Go ahead. Hashemah. Yeah, if he wanted to do that, he was going to need a new washing and a new emotzi. And at this time was a schlep for him. So it comes out according to Taisus. Get it down. So according to Rashi, Shita Shmuel, you got me? According to Rashi, after Hezekadas, what must you do? You got a bench and what? Shmuel, according to what? According to Rashi, what do you have to do? According to Rashi, after Hezekadas, you have to Birkas HaMazon and then say a Bracha Rishona. According to Toises, what do you have to do? Toises asked, according to Rashita, Toises says you're allowed to eat after Silek HaShulchan. As long as you say a Bracha Rishona. Please get it down. You got me, Nate? Rashi holds, once you do a Sechadas, you got a bench, and you got to, if you want to continue, you got to say a new Bracha Rishona. Yes? According to Taisus, even after the table's removed, you can continue to eat, but you need a Bracha Rishona. So Taisus asked on himself, so why didn't Rav Zeira just do that? Teretz says it was a schlep, because there was bread in it. There was bread mixed in this tafshel. He would have to do a noon until this dime and say a motzi, and he didn't have to do that. It was a terechel. I'm saying that there's a fundamental machlokes Rashi Taisus, Kiva, when you're Mesiach Das from the meal, you're done with the meal, you change your mind and want to eat, Rashi says you can't eat. You got to bench first, and then if you want to say a bracha, you got to say a new bracha Rishona. According to Taisus, even after you made the decision, you can continue, but you got to say a bracha, you don't have to bench. Okay? That's what Taisus says. Why did he ask on himself? So why didn't Rav Zeira do that? The answer is because why it was a terechah for him to wash again and do that, halacha l'maisa. Okay? That's what he wanted to say. There was bread in there and you have to wash again. And Rav Zeira didn't want to have to do that. Halacha l'maisa. Okay. Now what does this mean that they relied on the Reish Galusa? Okay. What does it mean that they relied on the Reish Galusa? Because they were guests. Even according to their own das, the finished. I don't care what they think. They're guests. Who do we care about? The Balabas. The Balabas brought another Michael, and that's only what, this is not just by the Rosh HaGola, who's the God of Ador, it's by anyone you're being a host for, Rashi, Taisa says. Look at the two Taisim. Look at Atake. What'd you say? Yes, that's the Iker. Look at the second Ataka. Do the second Ataka first, Sim. Ataka, the Rish Galusa, and Masamchina, go ahead. Attack it.
Rashi?
Yeah, no, we did the Rashi, Lamaisa. Do the actually do the Rashi there. Yes, go ahead. Do the Rashi. We didn't do the Rashi. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Could a Ristana is the meat with pas in it? Go ahead. Ristasa? Do you guys have a laz on there? What is Ristana? A minstarvin. How do they translate it? A mana, portion of food. Dir maska Ristana. Well, how's your laws there, Rashi? Explain Ristana? What'd you say? Yeah, but it's with bread in it, Taisa says. I just want to know what they said. They don't say anything, Laze? Okay, good. Okay.
Sorry,
Minas and what?
Minas
and Ruchavasu. Man is a portion. Okay, go ahead, Sam. Ristana, whatever it is, Amin Starvin. Yeah, go ahead. Ataka? Right, because our opinion, our das is, if he gives us gifts to us, of course we'll eat it. So do that second Taisus, Ataka, go ahead. They eat one fruit after another, first an orange, then a peach, then a pear. Go ahead. Yeah, you don't know if they're going to... That hates of the pear, who says going to go on the orange? You're not going to get an orange. Go ahead, Venera. Exactly. Then he backs out of it and he says what? You don't need a bracha because you rely on the Shulchan of the Baal Bayis. Even if what? Even if he doesn't give me any more, his table's still there. So therefore, it's not considered to be a problem. Halach l'maisa. Okay? Oh. And that's what Taisa says. You always depend on the Baal Bayis. You got that? That's the Chiddush. Okay. Look at the previous Taisa. Atake. Go ahead. Atake the what? Yeah, a guy forgot to eat the Afikum. He's going right to the bench and going after Shulchan Aruch. Oh, it's not a Hezkadas. What's Rachmanin? Hashem told us you got to eat the Afikum, so you're not done yet. You might think you're done, but since you didn't eat the Afikum, you're not done yet. So it's not a Hefzik. Go ahead. I love that, no? Mim Shachach? Exactly. Doesn't make a difference. If you forgot, you said a bracha. You need daf komen. Ein tzarech lachzor. You don't have to go back and what? Right. If you forgot, what does that mean? Mshachach ubirech. What does that mean?
You
bench and you didn't need daf komen. Ein tzarech lachzor. You don't have to do what? You don't have to eat daf komen anymore. Ein lachzor v'lechol the whole what? What does that mean? Do you need the afikomen?
We interpret it to mean that all the matzahs
all the matzahs we ate earlier will count as what? The afikomen. Excellent. That's what it means. Allah l'maisa. That's what it means. So he says, if you forgot to eat the afikomen, it's not eschadas, you can eat it. But if you taka didn't do it, and you bench, you don't have to go back. It's a big chiddush. Right? You can rely on all the matzahs. Usually how many kazeis we have to eat? Five. Two for motzi matzah, one for korech, and two for what? Safun. So he's saying the other ones you ate are good. They have to be lishma though. They have to be shmuru matzah. That's why I recommend you never put on the table the seder non shmuru. All the matzah on the table should be shmuru. You don't want to eat be non shmuru. Go how what? Vada
Amrinin.
Yeah, I don't recommend it being on the table at all because I've seen guys in the hotel when we used to go for Pesach. I saw guys eat that by mistake. So I told my hotel don't put any of it on the table the seder night. I know, but it might stay on the table. Maybe I'll eat that for Dafi Komen and for Koirich. Don't put it on the table at all, non shmur. I don't think it's a good idea. That's why I told them they listen to me. Yeah, go ahead. How what? How da meaning? Go ahead. You're not allowed to drink. Everything is awesome, right? That's only when the Baal Bayis says that. What? Exactly, not lower it. Parentheses we usually don't read, right? But read that anyway. Let's see. We usually don't read it, but let's see what he says.
We've never actually skipped parentheses.
Yeah, but we always say you shouldn't read it.
We should read them, we read them.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. Oh. No, it's only a problem when the Baal Bayis says it, right? When the, for the, it's the same thing. Laf you what? Exactly. As long as he said, I don't care. He's a guest. He can continue with the Baal Bayis. It's not considered to be a problem at all. Halacha l'mayis. Okay. So let's close with this. Okay? Let's close with this. You got it? So we'll get it down. L'mayis. We'll pick this up for tomorrow. Very good reading, Sam. Are you focused? You get through it. You get through it. I'm proud of you. Okay, let's get this. Let's just close with this. There's a major machlokes rishonim whether sea lake or natal yadav, you have to bench. What is the point of no return? Is the point of no return my machronim, which we didn't even get to in the Gemara, or is it what just saying sea lake? So I gave you a ra'ah. Yes? So lamaisa, before we mention the ra'ah, right, we should mention that the Ra'ah and Ritva are really following Rashi. Please get this. Bain Lefi the Havamina, that sea lake. I can't hear you.
It's like a lot to do right now.
No, I want you to just get the sheet of Rashi. That's all.
Okay.
The sheet of Rashi, the Ra'ah, and the Ritva say that Bain Lefi the Havamina, Lefi the Maskana, right? And the Havamina sea lake is alone enough to Aser Ba'achila. You can't eat anymore. And the maskana, you need washing your hands, is asar b'achila. But no matter what it is, lamaisa, you must, whatever the point of demarcation is, according to Rashi, the Ra'ah, and the Ritva is, you must say a bracha achrona on what you ate, and then you can say a what? Then you can say a bracha achrona. You say a bracha achrona on what you ate, v'rak achachach yachal lechol. Then you can say a bracha rishona on what you're going to eat in the future. Okay? That is what they hold stark. Okay? That is what they hold stark. You must say a bracha achrona and a bracha rishona. And Tosis, which you read very, very nicely, Sam argues on this, Dimaskar of Zaira, and he says that the point of no return only requires a what? A bracha rishona. You do not have to do a what? Bracha achrona, what you did, halacha l'maisa. Okay, so we'll pick it up with that tomorrow. That's it, Hashem. Everyone have a good day. Chaz are over, okay? Because we want to make sure we got this, and tomorrow we have a shorter